we have outstanding questions and answers that were to be given in December 2015 that we never got the follow-up. But there's been major, major issues at Letterkenny Hospital since that time, and we need those people around the table, Catherine, so we know who's given the right answers and who's telling the lies. And we need the whole issue of key services at Letterkenny Hospital and our strong belief that there's every effort being made to take key services out of Letterkenny Hospital and it would become, as we said 5 years ago, the new community hospital. So this is really good news. DACC have worked, and I mean tirelessly, sometimes on a daily basis. In fact, we phoned the Department of Health this morning just after 9 o'clock, and the commitment that we have given to get a follow-up meeting, there's no words to express the effort it has taken. But at last, we're getting it next Monday at 2:30, and it's good news.
As you say, this is a follow-up meeting. There were prior meetings. Are you hopeful that next Monday may see some sort of a resolution to the issues at the hospital?
Yes, well, we would hope so, but also there's major, major serious concerns, because at those meetings we had in August, and then we had the announcement from the then Health Minister in January 2016 that the second breast surgeon would be recruited. We strongly believe that, as you know, that the National Cancer Control Programme have blocked that, but the waiting list for even the breast unit at Letterkenny is in far in excess of 600. There's serious issues across the hospital for cancer services and other key services, and what we have always said is we actually have the right to talk about other key services, because cancer patients need more than what's perceived to be cancer services.